This morning, I'm going to talk to you about what it means to have a U-turn in your life, a U-turn in your life. You know, God has divine appointments for us, and God has assignments on our life in this Christian walk, and we need many times to just make a U-turn from the direction that we're taking our life in to the direction, the new direction that He may have at given points in our lives in what He wants to fulfill in us, in His purpose, and in His plan for our lives. Now, I love the way that the New Living Translation translates Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Notice this with me. Trust in the Lord. This God that is all-knowing, that we've never seen, yet we trust. We've never seen physically, we've never heard audibly. He says, trust in the Lord. How many of you know that trust is foundational to your Christian journey? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 that we walk by faith and not by sight. So it's very important for us as Christians on this Christian journey to understand that faith, that trust is foundational to our journey. And the proverb says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in some of the things that you do, some of the time that you live. No, it says, seek His will in all you do. And I like this, and this is the part of the verse I really want to focus on. And He will show you which path to take. You know, God opens up with the first verse of the first chapter of the first book of the Bible, introducing Himself, revealing Himself to us as God Creator. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And this all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present God says if we will trust Him, think about that, if we will trust Him, that He will show you which path to take. Now, in life, there are a lot of roads. There are a lot of paths that we need to take in life. Are there not? There's many different directions in which we can go. And the Bible says that God will show us which path that we are to take in life, which direction that we are to go. You know, when I come down to the church, I can just get in my vehicle. I don't have to really think about it. It's so familiar to me that I can just get in my truck and without thinking, get from my house here to the church. I can talk to people. I can talk on my cell phone. You know, it's just so familiar to me. But if I'm going to a place that I've never been before, I'm going to need help with directions. Many times I'll get in the vehicle, and the first thing Kim will say to me, if we're going somewhere we've never been before, do you know where you're going? Do you know how to get there? And I say, oh, yeah, I know how to get there. And, you know, it's a man thing. We think that we've got a built-in GPS system. You know, we don't need any help. And after about 45 minutes in the journey that should have taken us 30 minutes, I'll finally stop and get directions. Or, better yet, one of the great inventions in this information world of technology is the GPS system. And I really appreciate my app, and you do too. I can just press the button and I see the message, how can I help you, what can I help you with, and I'll say directions to wherever I'm going, and all of a sudden I begin to hear a voice that gets me going in the right direction. It gives me the route to take. Now, I'm told that in the GPS system, the global positioning system, that there's some 32 satellites in space. And those satellites, maybe 24 are working together at any one given time. And it can locate, pinpoint your exact location, the longitude, the latitude, the depth. It can pinpoint to where you go, where you're going when you give it the information. And it begins to give to you the route, the best route. It'll give to you the time, and it'll give you to you the distance that's involved. It's an amazing, amazing system that helps me a lot. And, you know, I can don't even have to look anymore at a map, or I have to look even at the GPS step-by-step written direction. I can just hear this voice that I've never met, that I've never seen, but I can trust that voice to get me to where I need to go. And the first thing I want us to get a hold of today, that God does have an appointment on your life in this journey. He does have a new assignment for us from time to time. And it's somewhere we've never been before. It's a new assignment in our lives. And we need, first of all, to trust God's GPS. We need to trust the GPS, God's positional system. God wants to position you where He wants you to be. He wants to take you there the way that He knows is best in your life. And the scripture says, if I will trust Him, that God, that He will show me which path in life to take. Now, the animal that God compares us to most of all in the scripture is the sheep. It's not very complimentary. Sheep are one of the dumbest animals on the planet, and they are directionless. And that's why they need a shepherd. They have to have somebody constantly directing them, guiding them, so that they could follow and can follow to the green pastures, to the still water where they can drink without fear of getting it up their nostrils, whatever. But Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep know my voice in John 10, and another they will not follow. Now, if you're lost this morning, when I use that word lost, I'm not just talking about lost on your journey in life as a Christian, but I mean lost, really lost. You've never come to find Jesus as your Savior and Lord. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through me. There are not many roads. There are not many ways. There's only one way to get to the Father, to find life and to have it peacefully and joyfully and to have it more abundantly. And Jesus said, that's through my death, burial, and resurrection and love for you and all that I've provided for you in my salvation. But you know, with that and in that, as a Christian, as a believer, as a follower of Jesus Christ, as a disciple, and I'm going to say it again, there are times in our life that God has a divine appointment for you. He has an assignment, especially on your life, and the gifts and the callings that He has on your life. And we need to depend on Him in life to get us to where He wants us to be specifically. You know, God didn't make us cookie cutter Christians. He made us with some individuality that we could fulfill His purpose in life. And so we need to trust that positioning system, God's positioning system in our lives to get us to that new place, that new assignment that we need to fulfill in our life. Now, as I said earlier, I've never met this woman that gives me directions on Siri. I've never seen her. And she could be here this morning. I don't know. And just don't know. I don't know what she would look like. But most of the time, I trust her in what she's telling me. But how many of you are like me? There are times I'm going somewhere, and I get a direction from Siri and my GPS app, and I hear that voice, and I say, nah, I think I know a better way to go. I think I don't know if that's right. I don't know if anybody like that besides me. We got this GPS system inside of us, guys. We especially us. And you know, if I'm not careful, I'll just ignore that voice, and I'll go the way I want to go, and I end up lost, and I end up not knowing sometimes how to really get back to where I need to be even. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 14 and 12 that there is a way that seems right to a man or a woman. it seems like the right way to go, but the end thereof is the way of death, the way of destruction. It's like a dead-end street. You're not going anywhere once you go the way in life that you think that you ought to go. But God wants us to trust Him. That's the whole point. God wants us to depend on Him. He wants us not to lean on our own understanding and depend on what we think is best, but download the information, download His Word into your heart and into your life. Begin to be sensitive to His voice and prayer and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and He will lead you and He will guide you where He wants you to be each step of the way. So we got to trust the GPS. We've got to trust that God knows where we are, how to get us there, and where we need to be. You know, Abraham is called the father of the faith. That's us. And he was an amazing guy, but he was just like us. He needed God's direction for his life. In Hebrews 11:8, it tells us that by faith, when God called Abraham to go out to a place that he would later receive as an inheritance from his home in the Ur of Chaldees, which is modern-day Iraq today. When God called him to go 700 miles to the promised land, the scripture says that he obeyed even though he did not know where he was going. And that reminds us of God's direction in our lives sometimes. Just like for Abraham, he didn't know where he was going. He had to trust God one step at a time. I've seen those people in life and in Christianity. I really admire them. And it seems like they just see the big picture. And I suppose sometimes that God helps us to see way down the road. But I don't know about you, but when I've never been somewhere I'm going, I need one turn at a time. I don't need it. Sometimes Kim will be reading off the GPS and she'll say, now turn at this exit and then turn left and then go 3 miles. I said, just give me one turn at a time. Just let me, and God knows we need that because He knows we're sheep. And we just don't get the big picture out there. We've got to trust Him one step at a time. And sometimes that becomes difficult when we're talking about our spiritual journey. Because we do want the big picture. We want to see what's up ahead that we've not been able to really see. The Bible says that God's Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. And there are times when God shines the light way out there, but sometimes we just need the lamp for one step at a time, and we've got to trust God in our life. And this is how God leads us alone. Not only with the GPS will it tell you the time and the distance that you're traveling and the best route, but how many of you know that it'll tell you where you can fuel up and it'll tell you where to find some food? That's the one I'm interested in. And where can I eat? Where's the good restaurants along the way? But here's the point. If we will trust God, God has worked out the details for the journey. He will lead us the right way. We're going to get to the destination safely and on time. And He's provided for us, just like Israel. Going from the land of Egypt into the promised land, the scripture says that God showed them where there was water in the rock. God gave them manna every morning that they could gather. He gave to them all the provisions and all the details were taken care of for their journey. And when you and I trust God, when we put our hope and our faith in Him, He says the steps of a good man or a good woman are ordered of the Lord. The bottom line we need to say is, Lord, where You lead, I will follow. I've never been there before. I don't know, Lord, three turns down the road which way to go, but Lord, I trust You in my life. Now, there are those times that that I have persisted. There's those times that I just, when it comes to the Lord, I just kept going the direction that I wanted to go. And it's that way sometimes in our lives. There's other times we get distracted, just like when you're driving, and sometimes we just turn Siri off because we're talking and we're distracted. But regardless of what happens, there are many times in our life that we miss the turn and we've got to do a U-turn in our lives. And God allows U-turns. Isn't that wonderful? When I've persisted even, when I've gone the wrong way, when I've been distracted in life, God will allow me a turnaround in my life to get me back on the road that I need to be, the route that I need to be going. And all through the Bible, you know, we have those people like Abraham that, you know, that they went God's way. There are people like Joshua who told Israel in Joshua 3, consecrate yourselves today for the way you're going you've never been before. You're going to really need to follow the Lord. And when that Ark of the Covenant that signifies His presence and represents the presence of the Lord goes before you, you just go with the presence of God. Many times we drop the ball. We're not like an Abraham. We're not like a Joshua. We're not like maybe a Moses. And we fail the Lord by persisting to go the wrong way. And I suppose that Jonah is the one person that comes to mind when I think about those that persisted in going the opposite direction. You know, if you look at it in Jonah chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says that the word of the Lord came to Jonah. He got the download. He heard where he was to go. And God said to him, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran. The New King James says he ran from the presence of the Lord. How many of you know that's not a good thing? But there's times in our life God's got an assignment. He's got a new assignment for us. And we kind of put God on hold. We kind of turn off the voice activation on our system. And we just persist to go in the direction that we want to go. And the scripture tells us in the first chapter of Jonah, continuing in verse 3, that he went down to Joppa. You know, the word down keeps occurring in the first chapter. That's what happens in our life when you and I choose our own way. We don't trust God's way. We go down in life. We're not rising up to where God wants us, where He can really use us, where we can make a difference in somebody's life. We've just chosen to go our own way. And the Bible says Jonah went down to Joppa. And notice the scripture says where he found a ship bound for Tarshish, the port city that he wanted to go, which was the opposite direction, all the way over in Spain. I mean, he was going the opposite way from where the Lord had for him. And listen to this. The verse says, after paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. He paid a great price, not just in the fare to get on the ship, but Jonah paid a great price because a storm arose because he was running from God. And, you know, sometimes in our life, we just think everything's comfortable. It's all okay, you know. The Bible says Jonah even went to sleep down in the bottom of that boat as he continued to go down. And as you remember the story of Jonah in Jonah chapter 1, you'll remember that he eventually is awakened to the fact that he is not where he's supposed to be. He's a worshiper of the Lord, but yet in action he is denying the Lord with his actions. And he ends up going down into the sea, down where you drown with all of the circumstances and the problems when you go your own way, in your own route. And, you know, he paid a great price. I was thinking about the price we pay. I was in Orlando. I had an assignment. I had to be at a convention at such and such time to do a job. And I was out to eat with some friends, got in the vehicle to go back to the convention after lunch, and we were on an expressway. We were talking, got distracted, and all of a sudden I missed my turn, and the expressway turned into a toll road, which is very common, those of you that travel to Florida a lot, in Central Florida. And I started paying the toll. And I knew I had gone the wrong way at that point. And it was cha-ching, cha-ching, another quarter of a mile, cha-ching, cha-ching. And I'm being stubborn. I'm thinking, you know, sooner or later I'm going to find a road that intersects. I'm going to see where I'm at. I'm going to know how to get back to the convention center. But it just didn't happen. I had a GPS in my car, and I didn't use it. And I'm just paying the toll, paying the toll. And finally, I came to my senses after I'm running out of change, and I take the exit, and guess what? I can U-turn to go back. Now, I paid the price. And there's times in our life we're going the wrong way, and Siri comes on, and she says to us, go to the next traffic light, and U-turn, and go back the way that you were coming. In short, she is saying to us, you dummy, you're going the wrong way. But she says that nicely to us, thank the Lord. But there are those times in our life when we need to exit off the way that we're going. We've paid the price long enough. Our life is getting into a mess. Others are getting into a mess following us, whatever. And we just need to exit off that route and get going in the right direction with God. You know, that's what happened to Jonah. If you look at verse 17 of the first chapter of Jonah, it's a very interesting verse. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. Now God in His mercy, when Jonah was sinking in despair in the sea of lostness, God in His mercy provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, where he stayed for 3 days and three nights. For me, it was an exit that God gave to him. It was merciful that God gave him this great fish. In chapter 2, Jonah begins to worship the Lord and begins to pray again and call out to God. And he said, Lord, I will pay my vows. I will go the direction you're telling me to go and you've told me to go. And notice what happens in verse 10 of chapter 2. The Bible says, but the Lord not only provided a great fish, but Jonah 2 and verse 10. Do we have that slide available for us? Jonah 2 and 10. If you don't, let me just read it. The Bible says that Jonah was vomited out on dry land. I know it's just before lunch today, and that's not very appetizing. But he got Jonah turned around. He vomits him out on dry land to get him going back in the right direction. It's an exit and it's a U-turn. And you say, well, that sounds pretty gross. I don't know what it's like to be wrapped around with fish guts. I know how to gut a fish, and I know how bad that smells, and I don't know how awful it was, but I want to tell you, the alternative exit was worse. Great revelation. You need to go home and study that out today in your Bible study. God would not allow Jonah to keep going in the direction he was going. Thank you for putting that slide up. But here's the turnaround. Here's the U-turn. And this is what God says to us and does for us. The Bible says in chapter 3, verse 1, then, one of my most favorite verses, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. How many of you have had God to show up for you third and fourth and 50 times? Anybody else? I have. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. You know, God has not changed His mind about you. God has not changed His purpose for you. You and I can run and we can go the wrong direction, but He says there's an exit and here is a U-turn for you. And if you'll just trust in me that I know what I'm doing and I know where I'm taking you to, I will in your life use you again to fulfill the same purpose that I've had for you all along. Romans 11:29 says that his gifts and his calling upon your life is irrevocable. And God doesn't change his mind about you. He knows what he wants to do in your life. And I just want to encourage you here this morning. If you find yourself going in a wrong direction, if you find yourself outside of any sense that God is directing your life and you can sense his presence in your life, constantly in your life, I want to encourage you to take a U-turn if you need to. Whatever God has provided for you, and get headed in the direction of what he wants to do in your life. And of course, we know the end of the story of Jonah. It can kind of be a mixed bag. But the point is that he did fulfill God's purpose. He did preach to the Ninevites. And what happened? There was productivity. The Bible says that they repented and they turned to the Lord. A great revival took place in this city. And I have to ask myself, well, why? Why would Jonah? He was the prophet. Lived up near the Galilee. He was the prophet of the Lord. Why would he run? What possible reason? Well, God said go to Nineveh. He could have been just full of prejudice. He could have said, those people, they're enemies of Israel. They had attacked Israel before. And how many of you know God so loved the world? And sometimes we have an exclusivity and God is calling us to do a certain thing. And we say, well, God, I don't want to do that. I don't really like that person over there. Let somebody else be kind to them. Let somebody else invite them to church. Or maybe it's a prejudice thing. Maybe it's an exclusivity thing. And we just exclude people. It could have been, it wasn't in his comfort zone. It could have been that he just hated the people. It could have been that he was fearful when he got over there. What would these Ninevites do to him? Or it could have been he was fearful. What would his fellow prophets say about them? I don't know why we run from God's presence. I don't know why we run from the assignment that he has for us. Wherever he calls us, he will provide for us more than enough, overflowing grace in our lives that we can accomplish great and mighty things. He said it's a great city. Is that what he said about Nineveh? Go to that great city? I want to tell you that God in this sense has destined greatness for you. He wants to use you and he wants to use me, but we must go the way that God has mapped out for us. And then the final thing. When I need a U-turn in my life, it's often because that I have to leave the familiar in order to do that new thing God's called me to. It's amazing that God's called us to a new assignment. He wants us to go where we've never been before in our Christian journey. And we try to do that using old methods and familiar methods because we're familiar with that in our lives. And God is saying, no, you've got to trust me. You've got to go the route I'm taking you on. I want to tell you, the minute that I call out to God, the minute that I let him know, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I need help. He says in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you. That's what he did for Jonah. That's what he'll do for you. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. In Psalm 46:1, the Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. And the moment I call and I say, Lord, I just surrender my life back over to you. You've got an exit. You've got a U-turn. The Lord is saying, bam, I'm there for you. God, I need salvation. And God is there to answer. God, I need healing. God is there to heal. God, I need deliverance. God is there to deliver. God, I'm broken. God is there to restore. God, I need direction in my life. I'm floundering in life. God is there to speak a word, to lead us the right way. Jeremiah 29 and 11, we quote it so often. But speak it over your life this morning. Hear from God today when He says, I know the plans I have for you. There are plans to prosper you and not to harm you. There are plans for your future and for your hope and your future. And God wants us to come to that place today that we trust Him. We trust in the Lord with all of our heart. We don't depend on our own understanding. We seek His will in all that we do, and He will show us the path to take. But then when I get there, I can't do it with the old ways of doing things often that are comfortable for me. God says, I want you to trust me and begin to follow my direction, but also begin to allow me to use your life the way I want to use it. In John 21, the disciples, they have been with the Lord, but just as soon as they don't see Him physically, they're not sure about this new assignment that He's given to them to go into all the world and preach the gospel. The Scripture says that Peter says, I'm going fishing. And the rest of these guys, they said, we're going with you. And so many times we are in the service and we are singing the songs and we're hearing the message and it seems like everything's coming together for us, but then we get out there on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and it's hard sometimes to really discern what we feel like that God is saying to us or that He's really with us. And they started fishing. They started doing what was familiar to them. They were fishermen, commercial fishermen. The Bible says that the resurrected Jesus appeared to them on the shore as they were out fishing all night and had caught absolutely nothing. And that's what happens when we go the wrong way and we're doing the thing that we're not supposed to be doing. We're not really operating in the gifts and the callings that God has for us and the appointment that He has for our life and the assignment on our life. And the Bible says that they had fished all night and hadn't caught anything. Jesus is on the shore and He says, have you caught anything? He didn't ask them, what kind of boats that you got? He didn't ask them, what kind of bait are you using? He said, have you caught any fish? He's interested to know, is there productivity in your life? Is there fruitfulness? Is God being glorified? Is there a sense that God is using you, making a difference in your family? And it may be in your family that God's calling you to accomplish what you've never done before. Or maybe it's a business He wants you to open. Or maybe it's a ministry here in this church. I don't know. But He said, I want you to do a turnaround. We've fished all night and caught anything. And He said, but throw your net on the other side of the boat. And they lowered the net. Kind of did a U-turn in one way of speaking. And when they brought up that net, the Bible says that there were so many fish that they didn't have room in that boat to contain it. And that's what God wants us to see and be a part of in my life. He wants us to experience the fullness and the overflowing of knowing that we're in His will and knowing that we're doing what He's called us to do and we're accomplishing what brings glory to Him. And I just want to close this service this morning and this message with encouraging, with challenging you. If you feel like that you're going through life and maybe you used to feel like that you were where God wanted you and you were on board with where God wanted you, but somehow you just feel like I've been going the wrong direction. I haven't really been in touch with God's presence in my life. I really don't have a sense that God is using me like I need to be used. I want you to allow the Holy Spirit this morning to speak to your heart and speak to your life And say, you can have life again. You can be active again. You can feel like there's a sense of accomplishment again in your life. There can be an exit of the way that you're going, and you can turn around and start going step by step, knowing that God is directing you, and it's going to affect your family. It's going to affect your business. It's going to affect your church. But it's going to affect you. I'm going to ask you all over the building, if you would just stand with me, just stand where you are, and with everyone just bowed before the Lord in your own heart and in your own mind. You might just want to close your eyes and just kind of tune out everything around you and just focus on you and the Lord and where you are with Him right now in the assignment, in the appointment, in where He wants you for your life. Those disciples, fishing was familiar and fishing was comfortable, and but God said, I want you to be fishers of men. I want you to carry out the mission I have for you. I want to show you what I can do when you let me have your life. Where you are, and as you stand here in your own journey with the Lord, hear Him again say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. It's clearly marked. Heavenly Father, as we just stand in Your presence, we thank You for the Holy Spirit. We thank You that, Lord, You love us enough not to leave us and let us go the direction that sometimes we go that gets us in a mess and gets us lost and causes others that might be following us to get off track. But Father, help us today to trust You, to trust Your positioning for our lives. Father, I pray for those that need to exit from a wrong direction and U-turn and begin to travel in the direction with You in Your presence. That sense of joy and peace. Thank You for Your mercy for us. Thank You, Father, for loving us too much to allow us to go the wrong way, but You turn us around and give us opportunities. Help us, Father, to not to depend on our comfort zones and just what's familiar to us, just doing the same old thing. But Father, stretch us today by Your Spirit to do what we've never done before and see an overflowing, overwhelming move of God and fullness of God come into our hearts and minds and lives. We thank You for that and praise You for it in Jesus' name. Before we sing a chorus, would you, with your hands bowed, if there's anybody here, you would say, Pastor, I'm just going to be honest, and I want prayer this morning. I'm going to raise my hand as a testimony. I need to make sure that I'm taking that U-turn God's got for me. I'm exiting off the way I'm going, and I need to get moving with what God's got for me. Would you be so honest to raise your hand? I just want to pray for you. God bless your hearts. God bless your hearts. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, You see every person. Lord, thank You for their honesty. Thank You, Father, for what You're doing in their life right now. Thank You for the way that You're moving. And I pray, Lord, for those that didn't raise their hand, but in their heart and their mind right now, Father, they too are surrendering to You. Surrendering to You, trusting You to get them to where they need to be this morning. We'll praise You for that and thank You for that in Jesus' name. All over the building, would you just raise your hand? I believe with all of my heart that there are people in this building who maybe for whatever reason, fear, maybe fear of rejection, fear of inadequacy. I don't know, but you've just not been doing what God wanted you to do. But this morning, I give thanks to God that I believe He's speaking to hearts and speaking to lives. And I believe there's going to be fruit in this church. I believe there's going to be fruit in your life. I know there will. Would you just lift your hands and give God praise this morning? Father, we thank You for every turnaround. We thank You, Father. And I pray for all of us, Lord, whether we need a turnaround at this moment, a U-turn at this moment, I pray, Father, that we, like Abraham, even though we don't know, because we've never been there before, we're trusting You, Lord, one step at a time, one turn at a time. Lord, take us, lead us. We're following You. We praise You for that. We thank You for that. Would you just give God praise? Give Him a hand clap of praise that You and I have Him in our lives. We don't have to live lost, directionless. Let's sing this chorus. Let's sing this chorus with Trissa. This is a prayer. Would you lift your hands? Let's all confess today. Watch Him come into our lives. Help us and strengthen us today. Lord, we lift open our hearts to You. We thank You. Just one more time, sing it now as a prayer once again. We do thank You and praise and bless You. You know where You're taking us. You know where we need to be. We thank You that we can trust You. We thank You, Father, for the joy and the fruitfulness and the productivity. We thank You in advance for the changed lives. And we'll give You the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. We're going to baptize someone who has made that decision to follow Jesus. And I'm real proud of his testimony and what God has done in his life. And I'm going to get ready here. We're going to ask Marcus Lambeth to come up if he would at this time. Let's give Marcus an appreciation. Thank you.
I love you. We will see you Wednesday night. The Lord's blessings rest on you.